Hey buds, this is Rob bringing you another great episode of The Homegrown Helpers. However, this episode is going to be a little bit different.
Are you a home
These
grower?
Are some of my favorite clips of our bonus content, which you can get at thehomegrownhelpers.com/bonus. And all you have to do is enter in your email address and you gain access to all of the bonus questions that we ask all of our guests here on the Homegrown Helpers. We ask them all the same five questions, much like the format of the regular show that you listen to every week, and we appreciate you doing that. But these are sometimes a little more silly, a little more personal, but definitely always great growing content. So today, we just took some of my favorite clips, like I said, and I'll recap a little bit, introduce each one of them, but I hope you like them, and I hope that you head on over and download any of them to listen to all of the bonus content that we provide to you. So first off, I do need to remind you that we do appreciate any time that you rate, review, subscribe, share the show. It always helps us grow. Also, if you are in the market for a consultant in your area, someone to travel to you, someone to talk to, someone just to give you direct personal advice, reach out to me, rob@thehomegrownhelpers.com, and I will do my best to find the consultant that is going to help you with your exact job at hand, whether that is getting a room set up, troubleshooting a particular problem, or just someone to bounce some questions off of for a little while. We have consultants all over the country, down to Puerto Rico, up into Canada, and they're all available for phone calls, video consultations, and most of them are willing to travel to wherever you need them to be. Obviously, we can discuss the cost of all that, whatever you need, but if you're looking for a consultant, a little extra hand around the garden, or maybe even some vacation coverage, it is summertime, you want to take some time off and not jeopardize your plants, reach out. We have the person or persons that can help make that happen for you. So today I do need to thank our MyGrowPass member partners. We have Cult Deluxe, one of the new and leading manufacturers of ceramic metal halide technology lighting, and Sweetleaf, longtime partners over at GrowCast, and personal friends of mine. Hi, John and Meg. And we thank both of them. First up, Cult Deluxe. They offer our listeners 10% at their website, cultdeluxe.com, CULTILUX.com. You get 10% by using the code GROWCAST10 at checkout, and members can get a whopping 25% on either their 315 watt, their 630 watt, or they do offer a 1000 watt CMH fixture. They do want to have a little chat with you before purchasing that to make sure it's going to fit your room the right way. And they also give away one 315 watt CMH fixture to our lucky first place winner over at mygrowpass.com. If you haven't checked out MyGrowPass, it is our membership program where we offer two different levels, gets you in for a couple different tiers of content with us. You get entries into our 5K quarterly giveaway, and you also get access to all of these exclusive discounts like with Cult Deluxe. Cult Deluxe is a leading supplier in the industry dedicated to providing professional-grade lamps and fixtures. Founded in New Orleans, Louisiana, Cult Deluxe is proud to be the pinnacle manufacturer of light-emitting ceramic lamps in the United States. Our company thrives on developing innovative products to support our customers in maximizing growth and profits. Cult Deluxe is proud to be the first manufacturer in the industry to produce a 1,000-watt double-ended ceramic metal halide, but they also carry a 315-watt and 630-watt CMH fixture and bulb, like I mentioned. So go ahead and check them out over at www.cultdeluxe.com. So first up in our bonus questions, we have Alex, aka Miami Mango, on Instagram, and he answers the question, what is the one product besides himself and the cannabis plant that he needs to keep in his grow room in order to be successful, in order to kill it day after day, harvest after harvest. So let's listen up to hear what Miami Mango has to say about that.
Well, I'm going to be prejudiced on this one, or a partisan or whatever it is. I forget the word. I think I'm going to use it, but I'm going to have to say Trollmaster controller. Like I said, I'm being partial to it because I sell the things, but also because I didn't want to like the thing. And if I ended up liking the thing when I didn't want to like it, so then it's got to speak volumes. You have a computer nowadays, which we never had back in the day. You have a computer in your grow room that not only operates all your equipment in harmony and keeps it at the parameters that are set by you, that it's pretty much almost like a grow cannabis for dummies kind of thing. But not only does it do that for you, it keeps the cannabis plants happy at whatever parameters you set for humidity, temperature, and whatnot. You know, turns your lights on and off, and it has safety features. But it also records data, and that's something that we were never able to have in the past, data. And as we all know, this world runs on data. Just look at Google, Microsoft, anybody else. Data is everything. Information is everything, and they market on data. Kind of the same thing as a grower, you know, data, you can only do is what you can with what you know. So if you don't know, then you don't know about it. But having the ability to have data for your nighttime humidities, high nighttime temperatures, whether it spiked, where it didn't, dry downs in your medium are just a game changer in this industry nowadays that we actually have the equipment to be able to tell us this. And it's actually been out for a long time, but it kind of started crossing over now into cannabis, since cannabis is kind of a mainstream thing now that people are really, open about what they use, or in these other big ag companies are making cannabis-friendly stuff, which, by the way, it's Trollmaster is actually very cannabis-friendly, and they have all the equipment for it. So, like I said, I'm partial. But my answer is going to be a Hydro X and an Aqua X from Trollmaster.
Nothing wrong with that. You got to believe in the products that you sell. So I can't hold that answer against you, sir.
I appreciate that.
So next up, we have Ned Frost. You can find him on Instagram at Can I Grow, CanIGrow. And Ned joins us from his experience in Boulder, Colorado. And let's kick it over to the episode here.
You know, but we want to get into like what the perfect grow looks like. So when you're answering this question, keep in mind that we are tailored towards the home grower. And I know that's what your specialty is. But the home grower can't just hire somebody to come in and help them with plants all the time. So say it's a mom and pop operation, a one or two person show. So what's your perfect grow look like for that type of scenario? You're coming in, you're helping somebody set up a perfect grow. Size is not an issue. Money isn't a concern. But the amount of time that they can spend is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what's that perfect grow look like for you?
Well, my perfect grow is not indoors. And so for those lucky individuals that are allowed to grow outdoors, they're living the dream. My perfect grow is permaculture and kind of just blowing up your backyard with permaculture integrated with marijuana plants, hidden throughout with companion plants, no-till gardening with K&F ferments and compost teas. Yeah, permaculture, grow your own food as well as your own cannabis. That's my perfect grow. And full indica, 4 feet tall, that's my height. Sun grown, no till, smart pots, not even smart pots, just a whole backyard. Raised beds would be ideal on that. Yeah, my perfect grow is outside, and it's integrated with companion plants and food and herbs.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So what would your favorite strain to be to grow in that perfect grow? What's your favorite strain to grow right now?
The Bubba Diagonal. It's a local one 398 Bubba Kush crossed with the Diagonal, which is named after one of our highways here in Boulder. And very terpy for a Kush, as opposed to like a rubbery, just like a rubbery kind of strong scent. You're going to get nice terps off here. Very fruity, very floral, but still packs a punch like the Bubba Kush, which is what I really like. I love those short, stout indicas and very bushy plant. But the high on it is unlike anything actually I've ever smoked. Probably very great medicinal uses for the plant. It's definitely, you know, if you're not used to that strain, you'll probably be taking a nap that afternoon. But yeah, the Bubba Diagonal, just a local cut that's been around for a little bit.
Next up, Simon from Agrotech Consulting down in Puerto Rico joins us. And I think you're going to like this question and answer. If you haven't listened to any of our bonus content, this is one of our most insightful questions to our growers. So listen up and hope you appreciate what Simon has to say here. What's one thing that you might do in the garden that either might surprise others or other gardeners might not do?
Great question. Well, I'm looking at it now. What's in here that might not be in somebody else's garden?
Well, you know, some people...
I think what I said before, decoration. You know, every time I go into somebody's greenhouses, you know, a lot of them are commercial, so there's not a need for this. But at the same time, I think there's a great, you know, a need for interior design and for decoration in all places. It makes you happier. Why wouldn't it make the plants happier and the people working there? So when you go into my grow, there's sculptures, there's paintings, and there's driftwood. We decorate with found things. Like driftwood is great because it's already cured with the salt water. And so everywhere that we make a bed, we line it with the driftwood. So when you're kind of leaning against the edge, you're not leaning on this hard corner of cut, you know, wood. You're leaning on a rounded driftwood surface, and everything kind of has a flow to it. Feng shui, if you will.
Yeah.
It's really important. So you go in, and I kind of grew up admiring the Japanese gardens, the way they lay them out, and the harmony of water and stone and wood and plants, I think can be a really beautiful thing. So just because you have a large operation doesn't mean it can't have a touch of beauty in it.
I don't think there's a better way to leave that. Just because you have a large operation doesn't mean there can't be a touch of beauty in there.
Next up, we have Brian Herman, cultivation consultant on Instagram. He joins us from his time with Threolite at a large commercial grow there in Colorado. He's out on his own doing his consultant thing now, but he shares some moments from his time at Threolite and answers the same question that Simon just did. What is one thing that you might do that would surprise other growers to hear that you do while you're in the garden?
What's the one thing that you do in the garden that other gardeners might not?
So Threolite plays like sad gospel music when they're like killing any plants that have to go. So that's their thing. I don't really do that, but I love that they do that. You know, one thing that I do in the garden that others might not. Well, that's a tough question, man.
What's something that might surprise people that to hear that you do in the garden?
You know, the schwazing is always a big one when we're removing everything like that.
Oh, when you guys came out with that, that blew people's minds.
I mean, yeah, that's a big one. That's always the one thing that blows people's minds. But I think trying to save every little bottom, like a lot of people are so quick to upskirt and like take off the lower. And I agree, let's take it off. Like I've been saying that this whole time, but it's about taking it off. Like, so if you have a lower branch, maybe you take off 3/4 of the lower larf to get that lower branch to then extend up. But then I also like look at the path of how it's going to extend up, and I remove one or two or three or four or five fan leaves all the way up to like allow its path to travel up to the top, you know, because you know that the main canopy has to be a tabletop or else you're losing yield as you go through the thickness below, like down through the thickness of the canopy, because light, you know, that's where the schwazen comes in, is removing that the leaf to allow the light, but and the airflow, but just trying to protect that last bottom one that might get chopped off when it gets upskirted, but I strip all the way up to the top and try to get it to the top. I think that's something that others might not do.
Cool. So we're going to take a quick break for our second sponsor here. We have longtime GrowCast supporter Sweet Leaf Plant Nutrients coming in with a super discount of 15% at sweetleaf.com, SUITELEAF, by using GrowCast15 at checkout. MyGrowPass.com members, that's our membership program, save 25% just by signing up. You gain access to all of these fantastic discounts. So go over to MyGrowPass.com, sign up today, and you gain access to 25% off of Sweet Leaf Plant Nutrients. Sweet Leaf Plant Nutrients are a premium vegan plant nutrient line made in the USA. Smart nutrients for smart growers, as they like to say. They're also endorsed by legendary cultivator and High Time senior cultivation editor, Danny Danko. And we have a testimonial from Instagram user Hoda Herb, J-O-T-A-H-E-R-B, does some really amazing work in the garden. And he has this to say about Sweet Leaf Plant Nutrients. I'm really pleased with your product line. The whole complete thing is really easy to use. And the last couple of harvests have been sticky and frosty AF. The flavors and terps are crisp and clean, and I can't thank you enough for providing such a great product. If you don't know what AF means, you can check it out, but it's not something that I'm willing to say on the air. So thank you to John and Meg over at Sweet Leaf Plant Nutrients, Danny Danko, and Hoda Herb for providing such a great testimonial. Matt Leonetti, our very first posted interview, is up next. He's from Vermont and owns Homegrown Consulting, and he's going to give you his answers to a couple questions that you can find the rest of the interview over at thehomegrownhelpers.com/bonus. So, Matt, besides the obvious, yourself, the cannabis plant and soil and water, what is the one product or item that must remain in your garden in order for you to be successful?
It's my microbes. Hands down, it's the microbes that we add to the soils. Those are my babies. They do all the hard work for us. They do things that they were put on this planet to do, and that's their one function, and they do it much better than I'll ever do. So I rely on them heavily to take care of everything in that soil that I can't see.
So can you give us a little tip on those microbes? Like, how do you make them? How do you procure them? Just give us a little tidbit of that.
There's so many products on the market. I don't make my own, however, we are going to start trying to dig populations up out of native soils and try to work those and incorporate and see how well those work. But there's a lot of products. You know, I use Great White Shark. I think it's one of the best and well-balanced and has just about everything. But there's a zillion of them out there. And, you know, Mammoth Pea is for flowering, Photo Plus. There's a lot of them. Once you get those good microbial colony counts in those soils, all you have to do is feed them from time to time. And we're talking sugars, fermented plant juices, those kind of things. But we also don't want to overfeed them because we don't want to give them a crutch. We want to make them work. So I'm really big on establishing those colonies and keeping them there, nurturing them. They do so much. I don't even know half the stuff they do in there, but they do a great job when you get them going. So I really do swear by Great Shark. I think it's a great product, and we're vetting a couple others as we're trialing different soils and different components. So, but there's so many out there. I mean, it's hard to pick and choose and say this is the best or that's the best, because they all seem to carry a lot of the same colony counts. Microbes.
Yeah. That's definitely on my list of the top four things that when I was growing, you know, I experimented and took great white out of my mix and definitely noticed a drop in plant health and overall production. So it's on my list of things that no matter nutrients or soil or whatever, it's always part of my feeding regimen for my plants. So
absolutely.
So Matt, money aside, space aside, you're a home grower. Let's throw the silly state laws out the window as well. What is your perfect grow look like? Like, how big is it for you to manage? Maybe you and one other person, a home grow size. What's that perfect size, shape, number of plants, lights, etc.?
If I could have anything I want, I am not the type to go towards the largest setup I could possibly get. And I think that's reflected even in the cultivation of our hemp. We stick to about 5 acres of connoisseur plants that are all taken care of, are all known. So for me, I would probably be very content with, you know, 1,000 to 1,500 square feet of, you know, canopy and flower. I think, you know, depending on, you know, cultivars, how you wanted to set the entire system up, that would be an ideal. And I think that would be easy enough to manage because there's a lot to that. And I think that's some things that we've found for a lot of people when states have gone legal. We've gone from little closets of 4x4 and a lot of these people have jumped up to 1,500 square feet. Well, there's a big learning curve there. That's nutrient management, pests, lights, all kinds of these variables come in at you pretty heavy. So I would honestly stick with about 1,000-1,500 square feet of canopy space. If I had it, I would run the Agnetics liquid cooled LEDs, completely organically grown medium, and I may step away from plastic pots and do raised sit beds and see if we could get that to, you know, 8, 9, 10 year no-till soil. We've got a few that we're working on in other places that are a little older. But that would be my ultimate grow, a completely certified, organic, clean, quality-driven production on a, and I don't know what you would call 1,500 square feet. I think still in the grand scheme of the scale of cannabis production these days, that's pretty small. But for me, that's where I want to be. I want to stick to be a boutique grower.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's definitely more manageable, especially for a home grower. So we get interesting responses when we ask that question. So it's good to get yours. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been involved in big dispensaries out in California where I've been investors and such, and they're just overwhelming. So I need to pull myself back to a nice boutique size.
Cool. Next up, we have Michael Hinden, part owner of Private Stock Veganics out in California. He's got a lot of things going on right now, lots of things on his plate, but he took some time out of his busy day to join us and actually give props to another grower that you've already heard here on the show, Miami Mango. He, Michael and Miami are friends in the same industry, in the same space, formerly from the same state. And Michael goes into some great detail that Miami Mango also kind of shares on his interview. So you can kind of hear how things played out and the inspiration that Michael gets from other growers here in the space, other consultants that we feature here on the show. If plant counts were lifted, if money wasn't a factor, how would you set up a room to get the best results? You know, a typical home grow size.
Okay. For an at-home grow size, you said, or not a grow home?
Yep.
Okay.
For your home, okay. Like if you're growing at your house, yeah.
Yeah, let's say your garage had no limit. I would first tell everybody to go check out at Miami Mango, and you will see a perfect example of a garage with no limits. And that would be the garage I put living soil beds into, where he has, I believe he's in 18 lights. He does 6 light rows. We would do living soil beds. I would probably do the tables only 8 feet long, do three 8 foot tables per row. And they would line up as if they were one long table. But I would set it up exactly like you see the room that he built out for somebody. Control master controllers. I would even add, so there's a a soil sensor that we utilize, I would add into that system and really dial in the soil saturation numbers over time. So that basically the issue with hand watering at scale becomes is you're putting a bunch of water into the room at once and you create a big fluctuation of humidity. So as we talked about VPD earlier, there is an advantage to being able to, if nothing else, schedule waterings smaller amounts over time instead of all at once. Never mind the workload deduction you can get with some sort of programmed watering. Maybe not automated. Maybe you're just using the sensors to give you a number that you can work off of, and then you still decide when you want to water and things. But it definitely not having to water an 18 light room by hand is ideal. And I would be running the most important part of that is making sure that you have a friend, or if there's no limits, you have another room that's at least half the size that can keep all your mother's plants so you can get perfect healthy clones. And I would have that room built exactly to the same specs so that you can have that perfect climate control and or the most ideal climate control that you can achieve. Because that's the other half of the puzzle most people overlook is, let's say you build up this perfect room, then your next limiting factor is how healthy are the clones you're getting. So the health of your mother stock is essential. And most people completely overlook that aspect when, let's say you want to sustain yourself with your genetics and be your own source for clones, whatever your perfect ideal room cost is going to be, you need to have at least another one of those rooms, and it needs to be the same quality. So if I had a perfect ideal room, it would be that Miami Mango room, which is, let's say I would go with LED lights. I think he went with Nano Lux. So we'll go with a couple of the adjustments I would have done different because money's not an option. He went with, so what he did is he put LED side lighting that drops in between the rows. So he has rolling trays, LED lights that when he leaves the room, he separates the rows a little and drops LED lights for side lighting. Now, I would have also done LEDs at the top too. That would have been very expensive. But that is how you increase yields vertically better than going for more wattage for 4x4 is to get more distributed light, especially a side lighting. So I would switch out the Nano Lux I believe he had in there for LEDs. Pacific Light Concepts is who did his LEDs on the side lighting. So I would have them do top lighting as well, because I'm a big proponent of their company. We know them and we support what they do, and they make very high quality products. So I would have that as my top lighting as well. And I'd set up pretty much everything else would be similar. The watering would be a little bit different because it'd be on top of soil beds, but he does a really solid job of building out ideal rooms if money is no option, because everything he does is of the highest quality work and installation of the highest quality. And he really is, I use him as an example because he's one of these guys that's all about educating others. So you can go on his page and you can see all his posts about how he does these things and how he implements them. So this is like huge, being able to go through somebody who implements it in a professional manner, and he'll give you like a 7-picture slide through of how he installed different things that most people haven't installed before. So
now who's this?
At Miami.
What was the name again?
Miami.mango.
Okay.
He sometimes gets shut down, so he has a couple different accounts. I think Miami Mango Tech is the backup account. But definitely...
Yep, we're actually going to have him on the show.
That is going to be a great episode.
Michael Travers, also known as Start to Finish 710 on Instagram, and Growcast regular. We certainly appreciate all of his time. Also hopping on the line and sharing some of his tips as a consultant here with you, joins us for a couple of questions. What does his perfect grow room look like? And what is his favorite strain to be growing right now? So hopefully you can learn a little something from Travers, and check him out at Start to Finish 710.
But what does your perfect grow look like? What type of size and shape? How many plants? What type of lights? Go as deep as you want with this. Take us down and into your perfect grow room.
Okay, so if I were to have my perfect grow room, I would obviously be doing these LED lights, but then they also have these racks now where you can actually have multiple levels of plants, and like the lights, you can have them stacked basically. And so that's probably where I would like to go, just because I am like really big on maximizing your yield per square foot. So like when I'm setting up my grows, I'd cram everything in there and try to take advantage of every single square foot that I'm given. And with these stacked cages or these stacked racks or whatever, you're covering the same square footage on your floor, but you're doubling it because you got plants above that. So I think I would go for that. And then, you know, obviously have like the nice dehumidifiers, the nice humidifiers, like the Andens or the Quest dehumidifiers or humidifiers. Those definitely work a lot better than, you know, the smaller stuff. There's just a lot more features to them that allow you to maintain your garden a little bit better. Obviously, efficient cooling. I mean, CO2, more or less just the racks, I would say would be like my dream, because, like I said, you can grow basically twice as much for your square footage. And I just think it would be a little bit annoying getting in there. Like the top row, you got to have like some sort of system or, you know, like skyjack to go around and just take care of all your plants or whatever. But I think that on flood and drain would be my ideal, just so you don't got to deal with watering everything. You know, it's all flood and drain, ready to go. You got your lights. I've been liking light movers too. So like, if I were to set this stuff up, if I were to make it my ideal perfect grow, I would even put all these lights on light movers, just because you'll get more of an even canopy. You know, you'll get less basically hot spots. You'll have your lights moving around, giving an even distribution of light to everything.
Okay, great. Real quick to follow up with that, how many plants are you envisioning in this perfect grow of yours? Because as a home grower, we're all limited by the number of plants. So, but in an ideal world,
yeah,
that all goes away with legalization. So
exactly. So, I mean, it depends. This is more like where the laws are. You know, you can grow per whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's certain laws in certain states where you can grow based on like square footage. You can grow based on whatever, like there's not a plant count. So, I mean, for that grow, it would have to be pretty high plant count, just because with the racks that I've seen people using, you know, you're very limited on your height, which is why I would use LEDs. But yeah, you really don't have that height. So you have to do more plants in order to cover your square foot area, which is the really only downside I feel to the racks.
Okay. What is your favorite strain to grow on right now, and why?
So, I mean, in the past, it's been like Blue Dream. I have a Golden Bean, which is probably, I want to say, one of my favorites. This is a locally bred plant that it's half Golden Goat. There's Novelli's Haze, Face Off OG, and Arcata Trainwreck in there. And it grows super healthy, just like Blue Dream. It yields really great, just like Blue Dream. And it's got that Golden Goat flavor, but it's also got like a little kick from the Face Off OG. So it's like, I don't know, I've never really liked the Golden Goat flavor. It's just like really high sativa, and just like, I don't know, I smoked it a lot, so I kind of maybe just got tired of it. And it's definitely got a hint of that, but it's got a little bit more of a kick to it, and it makes great concentrate. Awesome. As well. So I like that one, but I've been actually experimenting with a bunch of other newer genetics, and I mean, I'm kind of liking some of these higher indica, very resinous, pretty purple buds. I got a Cookies and Cream Do-Si-Do cross from Exotics Genetics, and that one is just insane. I mean, it's not the greatest yield, so I mean, I don't like it for that, but I mean, the smoke on it is awesome. It looks pretty. The buds, even though they're small, they're really dense and very, very resinous. Like the most like dense amount of trichomes I've ever seen. So I'm stoked on that one. It's just a little bit more finicky. I think most of the cookie strains are, but you get that powerful potency. And that goes back, I feel, to like what you're trying to do. You know, like a lot of times I'm trying to grow for yield, so that golden bean is going to definitely kill it for me. But at the same time, I like to enjoy my meds too, and I would definitely probably prefer to smoke this cookies and cream over the golden bean.
They both sound amazing.
Yeah, they're heavy hitters.
And to wrap things up, we have Thomas Markholm from Vermont Grow Coaching. He answers one of the hardest questions that we have to ask our consultants here on the show, our homegrown helpers. And it's also probably the silliest question that we have to ask. Please feel free to reach out to us at thehomegrownhelpers.com on a contact form, or email me directly at rob@thehomegrownhelpers. If you've liked this format and want to hear more of these types of interviews, or these types of snippets of the interviews, or you can just head over to thehomegrownhelpers.com/bonus and download all of them. And let me know what you think. There's commenting. You can email me. I'm available pretty much everywhere. You can Instagram DM me. And we just appreciate all of you guys and all of the listens and the shares that you do for us. So again, thanks to our sponsors, Cultilux Lighting and Sweetleaf Plant Nutrients. Make sure you join mygrowpass.com to save 25% on each of those products and have an opportunity to win a pile of each one of those in our 5K giveaway that is for members, especially for this quarter. So again, thanks so much for listening, and we're going to pass it off to Thomas Markholm from Vermont Grow Coaching to wrap this show up. Take care and happy growing. So Tom, if you were left on a deserted island and were only able to pick one strain of flower or oil to bring with you, and one way to smoke that for the remainder of your days, what would they be? What would the strain of oil or flower, and how are you smoking it?
So the strain, I think at this point, would have to be the Blue Dream CBD from Humboldt Seed Organization. The reason I choose the Blue Dream CBD is because of the medicinal benefits of the strain. If I'm stranded on an island for the rest of my life, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be smoking a lot of weed. And if I'm smoking a lot of weed, my tolerance is going to go through the roof to the point of where I'm not going to get any feelings from it anymore. So at that point, I might as well be enjoying a strain that has a good flavor, a good smoke, but is also providing me more medicinal benefits. As far as the actual method, usually if I want a quick fix, I'm going after a nice dab rig, usually with my email on it, but I always enjoy to sit down and roll myself a nice blunt. And when I say blunt, there's no tobacco or nicotine in the blunts that I'm rolling. I'm referring to pure hemp wraps, just straight cannabis rolled up in a hemp leaf with a glass tip in the end for me.
Classy. I like it.